Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
I don't mean to be nebby, but Jeet-jet? If you understood that phrase, then you may be fluent in Pittsburghese. Western Pennsylvanians have one of the most distinctive regional dialects. But where did this unique lingo come from? The story traces its roots back to Western Pennsylvania's ethnic diversity and hilly geography. In the 1700s, many of our peculiar local words and phrases came over with Scots-Irish immigrants. Early English-speaking settlers would red up, clean up the house, and complain of nebby, nosy, neighbors. Throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, dense forests and formidable Allegheny Mountains provided geographic isolation, leading to linguistic differences between Western Pennsylvania and other regions. Over the next 200 years, the diverse peoples who made their way to the confluence of the three rivers developed their own way of speaking. As immigrants poured into the region to work in the mills and factories, their children began using local words and phrases. Over time, many Pittsburghers left out the infinitive to be. The car needs wash. A long E became a short I. Still mill. Ow sounded like ah. Dantan. And of course, you all turned into you ones or yins. Now Pittsburghese can be found throughout Western Pennsylvania. Pittsburghese is here to stay. Visitors can learn more about our unique dialect at the Heinz History Center or by stopping by the museum shop to pick up a copy of the new Pittsburghese book. Yinza love it. No jagging around.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.